Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the Purdue Podcast. We're so excited that you're here with us. I am Pastor Heather Purdue, and this is my wonderful husband, Pastor Aaron. We are associate pastors of Caris Christian Center in Colorado Springs. We pastor the youth here. You oversee music. What else do? You do all sorts of things.
Whatever is needed.
He does a podcast now. He shampoos carpet at home. If you need a good shampoo, carpet shampooer, you do a lot of things.
I do.
Anyway, we're so glad that you're here. If you are, well, we only have two people watching online right now. So hopefully some other people will join us soon. But anyway, when you do hop on here, we hope that you subscribe to this channel. We hope that you comment. We do this because we want to build community in the social media sphere. We feel like it's really important. So leave your comments, your questions, anything that you want to talk about, as long as it's on topic, right? We try to stay on topic. That's true. Okay?
That's good. Yeah, I'm great.
Hello, Melissa. We're so glad that you're here. You can share this if you're watching on Facebook. You can also share the link through text if you're watching on YouTube. So, I think that's all the nitty gritty. Is that all the details, Kevin, or am I leaving anything out? He's giving me a thumb. Tell us where you're from. Yeah, and we're going to try to keep things on topic. So last week we told you that Andrew Womack was going to be here August 24th, but he has had something come up within his schedule, so he will actually not be here with us on August 24th. But the following Monday, Pastor Lawson will be on the podcast with us. And if you didn't know this, we are currently going through his book, Receiving Healing. Every day we're reading a chapter, and then every week Pastor Lawson has a word of encouragement, I believe he's going to share. Or is he going to like give a synopsis of that chapter? Kind of both. We don't know. So you have to just hop in with us. You can go, you can find his book on Amazon if you want, if you don't have it already. But if you are local, we do have some copies here at the church. Yeah. So anyway, you can go there, CarisChristianCenter.com, and get your, figure out how to get your book. Okay. So today we have a very, I think it's a fun topic to discuss. Just over the weekend, I thought that I needed to clean out my closet. And as I was cleaning out my closet, I feel like God just supernaturally gave me a word to share with you all. And I'm calling it the closet principle. So I feel like that will be pretty easy to remember. You know, John Maxwell, he has his whole, like, he's got laws for everything. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I'll just come up with my own principle.
So I like that.
It's called the closet principle. So sometimes our minds and our lives feel confusing, cluttered, distracted. And sometimes you feel busy, but you never really get anywhere. Do you have days like that?
Yeah.
Was today like that for you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Accomplishing things.
We want to be busy, but we want to be getting things done in the midst of all our scurrying about, you know. But if you do feel distracted, confused, just cluttered, you know, maybe it's time to clean up some things, clean up your mind. And Romans 12, 1 and 2, let's go there. I'm going to go, do you already have it open?
I do.
Oh, yep. Yeah, go ahead. You read it.
Yeah, it says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Mm-hmm. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah, that's so good. So while I was cleaning out my closet, God just said, you know, sometimes cleaning out your mind is cleaning out your closet, the same as cleaning out your closet. Mm. And just like your closet, you would be amazed at everything you can fit in your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you can fit a lot of things in your mind. What's in there? What's capturing all the dust bunnies? There was a lot of dust in my closet. We have a lot of dust in Colorado Springs. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. But so when I cleaned out my closet, I had three categories of things, and that's what we're going to go through today. We're going to go through three different categories. So the first one is stuff that should be thrown away. Mm-hmm. I love to get rid of stuff, especially to throw it away. I don't know. I was telling another fellow mom not too long ago that if my kid's toys sit in my kitchen too long, it's just going in the trash. If I see that toy sitting, that little Lego piece sitting on the counter for more than a few days, trashing it. I can't stand that. What about you?
Yeah. I think within one day,
Anytime I'm like, okay, I'm going to get ready to go through some stuff, Aaron's like, okay, let's go. And he's like, bring me trash bags. You know, so there's always things in our house that need to be There's always going to be things in our homes that we need to get rid of. But we also need to get rid of some things in our mind. So it could be habits, but it could also be unforgiveness, anger, jealousy, resentment, guilt, grief. And what is Hebrews 12:2. Did you turn to that?
Yeah, I did. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah, I love that because Jesus, you know, he bore our unforgiveness, our anger, our jealousy, our resentment, our guilt, our grief. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be entrapped by those things. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to get real and get rid of those things in our life. And sometimes people just, they don't want to clean out their closet because they don't want to let things go. And just, it's the same thing that applies to their mindsets. Mm-hmm. They don't want to sit down and actually evaluate, like, what's going on in there? Mm-hmm. Why am I acting the way I'm acting? Why am I thinking about what I'm thinking about? Mm-hmm. Why is my life going in the direction that it's going? Mm-hmm. You know,
recently we were talking about guarding your heart.
Yeah.
You know, with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. So, you know, Romans 12:1-2 talks about how we need to constantly be renewing our mind.
Yes.
It's something that you don't just stop doing.
Right.
And, you know, recently we were talking about the parable of the sower, how there's these different types of soil. There's four different types of soil.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the types that don't receive the word, receive the seed, and produce a harvest, there's different things that are going on with that soil.
Yes.
Like there's a deceit going on, there's cares for the wrong things, mm-hmm. there's, you know, misbalance, and really all these different types of soil, it's talking about the heart, about the mind.
Yeah.
And it's something that needs to constantly be tended to.
Yeah.
Just like a garden, you have to constantly tend to it. You constantly have to water it,
weeds,
fertilize.
Trying to pop up.
Yeah, get rid of weeds. You have to do the same thing with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just let it go, you know, if you let, you know, your backyard go for 5 years.
If I let my closet
anything,
go.
Yeah.
I feel like I could probably clean out my closet. How often? At least a couple of times a year.
Probably, yeah.
But we should be renewing our minds and thinking about what we're thinking about more than twice a year. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, and some things just need to be thrown out completely.
Thrown out completely, which
don't
brings,
even waste your time with it. Just throw it straight in the trash.
Yeah, I love this. In Colossians 3:8 through 10, it says, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him."
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Take off the old man and put on the new man. But you have to make a decision to throw away that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a decision to forgive. You got to make a decision that, hey, I'm going to work on the fact that I keep biting everybody's head off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be content and not be jealous of everybody. I'm going to look for the best in everybody. You know, I'm not going to be resentful. And I'm definitely going to not hold on to guilt and grief. I'm not going to keep looking back at everything in the past. I'm going to choose to turn around and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a life of faith. That's a mindset of faith to put on. I love this. And have put on the new man. You have to put the new man on every single day. You get up, you get ready for the day, you go get dressed and you put on your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we forget to put on the new man mm-hmm. before we ever walk out the door. And it shows in our stinky attitudes, you know?
I remember, you know, a while back we were trying to help our son learn how to just get rid of stuff and not hold on to every little thing.
He's still holding on to stuff, piece of art.
And, you know, I drew that in second grade, you know, 5 years ago. And
yeah.
Like how you have to let stuff go. And to encourage him in purging of things, throwing, like what we're talking about, throwing stuff away, we had him watch Hoarders.
Yeah, we did.
And it's kind of interesting in the show Hoarders, a lot of people, it's crazy what people will hold on to.
Yeah.
And hoard, and the amount of stuff that they'll hoard. But the vast majority of the time, the people who are dealing with hoarding, there's mental health stuff going on that's causing that.
Yes.
That's just a surface thing that's going on in their life. But really, the real issue is what's happening in their heart.
Yeah.
What's happening in their mind. Mm-hmm. And one kind of thing, I love that we're talking about just when you realized, you know, this closet principle, like we just need to throw a lot of stuff away.
Yeah, we do.
Society, as it progresses, there's more and more availability to information. Just, I remember about 15 years ago when I was teaching junior high and high school flute students in Houston, I was shocked at how busy these students were. Just how much they had going on all the time. Like
with
band practice and marching band and soccer practice and dance and gymnastics. And like some of my students, they told me they'd have to stay up till 2 a.m. to get their homework done and have to be up at 6 for school in high school. And when I was in high school, 20, 23 years ago, like me and my brothers took advanced classes. We took AP classes. We did sports, music. We did a lot of stuff, but I never remember only being able to sleep 4 hours a night. Like we might be up till 9 or 10 and then read a little and go to sleep by 11, be up, you know, at 6, but we never just be so
consumed with schoolwork.
So consumed with all this stuff. And, you know, now there's, you know, the social media to top it off. Like we didn't have cell phones in high school. Now, you know, most high schoolers have cell phones and their friends are texting them. So that's like another added thing they have to figure out what to do with in their closet.
Yeah.
In their life and their mind. And it's, you know, we just need to purge stuff oftentimes. You know, what really matters.
Yeah. Your mom just texted me. She must be watching.
Oh, okay.
She said, I may need to watch Hoarders with Fisher. Oh my gosh. I know there's always so much stuff trying to vying for our attention all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's good just to take a step back. And usually I notice it when I feel confused. I don't know how to explain it other than I just feel confused. I don't know what I'm doing. It's like I'm, what do they call it? Paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. And confused or just feel like I'm suffocating, you know, there's too much going on and I don't like that. I've just learned in those moments to take a step back and what do I need to throw away? What do I need to say no to? Mm-hmm. All of that. So that's my first point is some things need to be thrown away in our mind. Mm-hmm. Number two is actually, this is one of my favorite ones, honestly. Some things you should pass on to others. Mm. So I have-
You had bags of stuff. Decided to pass on to others.
I shouldn't talk about it. I had a lot of stuff. And in those moments, I'm so blessed. I'm blessed, but it makes me feel good to pass stuff on. Mm-hmm. Like I would much rather give my stuff to somebody I know than just take it to the Ark or Goodwill, which I don't have any, there's nothing wrong with that, but it just, I don't know. It makes me feel good to bless somebody else with something because it's nice stuff, you know, it's nice clothes. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't need
Well, there's things, I like your principle attached to this too, just in your own heart. There's things that you've received revelation about, there's experiences that you've learned from, that you've grown from, and you can pass those on to other people to help them so they don't have to purchase it the same way you had to purchase it.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
You know, some things in your life that you purchased it through a lot
of
blood, sweat, and tears, and maybe you can pass on some revelation without them having to pay that same price for that revelation that
that's
you
good,
have.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking too. Mm-hmm. Every person is meant to impact other people and God will confirm what you know now that will bless other people. I think that made sense to me when I wrote it. God will confirm to you what you know now. You know, a lot of times I've learned more through trying to teach something that I don't really have a grasp on. Has mm-hmm. this ever happened to you? Mm-hmm. Like you go to, I think we've even talked about this on the podcast before, but sometimes the best way to learn is by just teaching it, just passing it on. Even when you're not sure of yourself, when you partner with the Holy Spirit will help you. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't ever need to be scared to just share with other people. But what you do pass on will fuel your life. Mm-hmm. It will feed into your life. And Jesus knew this. And if we go to John 4, I want to read John 4, 28. This is about the woman at the well. I think I have it right here. So he met without, I'm not going to read the whole story about the woman at the well and Jesus, but just to give you a synopsis of it. He meets this woman at the well, and she had been married numerous times, and the person that she was living with wasn't her husband. And he basically prophesied over her and told her that he was the Messiah. And she ended up leaving there, and she got the revelation that, oh, this is the Messiah I'm talking to. And she left and went to her town and told everybody, evangelized that whole city. Mm-hmm. Come and see the man that has told me everything that I've ever done. And when the disciples came back, I think that's where I'm going to pick it up. The woman left her water pot. Yeah. The woman left her water pot, went her way into the city and said to the man, come see a man who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? I think this is so funny. Most people capitalize when they preach on this topic, when they talk about this, they always capitalize on the woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. Like what it must have been like for her. You know, he came down to her level and ministered to her, and how that must have blessed her life. And it did. But how it blessed his life, though. Mm-hmm. And to the point to where he said, I'm not even hungry. I have food to eat that you don't even know of, and it's doing the will of my Father. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important, that when you spend time renewing your mind, when you spend time with the Lord, he's going to show you the gifts that he's placed inside of you that you can then share with other people. And I think that's where I was going with when I said God will confirm to you what you know that will bless other people. He will. I feel like a lot of people have like an inkling of an idea of what their gifts and talents are and what God's placed in them, but God will keep confirming that to them and opening it up to them in different ways to where they really can start developing it to where it's just maxed out as far as usefulness for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'm stumbling on my words, but
you know, when you pass things on to other people, it helps you grow as well. Oftentimes, our greatest areas of gifting, these things come very naturally to you because you're just wired for it. Maybe just the understanding and revelation and operation of these things come very naturally to you. You don't really have to think about it that much or try that hard. Mm-hmm. And it just works for you. And there's different reasons for that. But when you try to pass that on to other people, and especially when you try to teach people and bless people in that area, it actually helps you grow more in that area. For instance, when I first went to college for my bachelor's, I was very interested in the performance side of music. I really loved being on the stage and performing. And then when I went to get my master's and later doctorate, I started teaching some on the side to help pay for rent and food and things. And when I started teaching, I realized a lot of things that came very naturally to me don't come natural to other people. Mm-hmm. And I actually had to think about, what am I actually doing that's making this effective, that's making this work, that's and how to communicate that. And when I started being a better communicator about what I was actually doing, what I was actually gifted in, mm-hmm. what was natural to me, it helped me grow even more in that. And it's also exciting to teach other people.
Yeah.
but it helped me grow a lot in that area as well.
Yeah.
Spiritually, you know, there's different facets of faith and our life here on this earth making an impact that, you know, people have different giftings. You know, the Bible talks about gifts of administration, gifts of giving, gifts of teaching. Mm-hmm. One of my gifts is giving. So finances comes very naturally to me, but some people don't necessarily, they have a harder time mm-hmm. understanding. They might not, maybe they weren't taught or it just wasn't instilled in them, just this drive to work and to give and to do these things. But when I break it down for other people and think about why does it work for me and how can I help, you know, put this, help someone else with this.
Yeah.
It helps you grow in your own.
Yeah.
You know, gifting
as well.
It
solidifies that
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's really awesome. So giving away what you don't need anymore. I love, I think the main point of this number two is what you said. Giving it away so other people don't have to learn it the hard way. Mm-hmm. They don't have to
pay for it the same way you had to pay for
it. Yes, that's so good. I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's number two, some things you should pass on to others. Number three, the things you forgot you had. Mm-hmm. And everybody can probably relate to this, but so while going through my closet, I thought surely I don't need all these purses, you know, and I found one big bag that I probably haven't carried in probably since we've been married, like it's been that long, but it had a ton of like 5 or 6 little wallets in it. Mm-hmm. And one of them I have been searching, the beautiful thing was I have been searching for like a newer wallet, like a bigger one, because right now I just had like a little card holder and you can't fit mm-hmm. anything in that. So I'm like, man, I need it, like an old school wallet. That's what I need. And anyway, in this bag, sure enough, perfect wallet, leather, great wallet. So some things you forget you have. God, when you start renewing your mind, it's the same thing. God will start pulling things out of you, showing things that either you forgot you had, things about yourself in a good way. It might be things you forgot you had that maybe you need to address. Mm-hmm. Or it could be things you don't even know that's in you. Mm-hmm. Like I never in a million years thought I would be sitting here doing this or pastoring youth. Matter of fact, before I moved here, people would say, are you going to be a pastor? And I would say, no, who would want to do that? Not me. I would never want to do that. But here I am. Mm-hmm. You know, God knew that I had certain giftings in me that I'm now walking in, mm-hmm. you know? People get so overwhelmed trying to figure out how do I seek God? Where do I start? Like where the Bible is so big. Like where do I even start? But they fail to realize that when you seek God with your whole heart, diligently, He meets you where you're at. So whatever you need help with in whatever area, that's the area that He's going to give you revelation for. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love talking about things that you forgot you had or didn't realize you had. Years back, I would do some shopping at the Ark or Goodwill, and it's always amazing to find stuff there that still has the original tags on it.
Yeah.
You know, people got this stuff as a gift or bought it for themselves and just never even got around to wearing it. And then, you know, need to purge things and just give away brand new things.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me before, too, where I've gone through my closet and found stuff that I forgot I had and and then I was excited to find it. Like there's a pair of jeans I found going through my closet a few months ago, and I remember buying them and because I think they're on sale, but they weren't quite the right fit for me then. But recently, the past couple years, I've been wearing boots a lot more, so yeah. I don't wear like the really tapered
like you used to with your dress shoes.
Yeah, so I found this pair of jeans and it was like perfect for me now, and I'm glad I had those, but it was like, you know, it was exciting because
it was exciting. Yeah. So God, I feel like this point pertains especially to dreams. Mm-hmm. Like you might have forgotten that you had a dream to do certain things, but God will remind you of your dreams and He'll say, you know, I'm actually the one that put that dream there. Like you need to keep your eyes focused on that. You need to pull that back out of the back of the closet of your mind. Mm-hmm. Bring it to the forefront. Pray over it, you know. Mm-hmm. Ask me about it. Seek me about it. And just like the wallet holds your credit cards and your money, God shows you dreams for your future. He will also make a way for those to happen spiritually, physically, mm-hmm. and financially. And John 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. So how life with God is just so exciting. I think it's very exciting.
Something I've kind of realized too, after being in ministry for 10 years and just doing what God's called us to do as a body of believers, as a church, mm-hmm. is when you're trying to accomplish a certain goal or task, look at what you already have.
Yes.
Go ahead and look, you know, take inventory of the giftings of the people, the, you know, generally God likes to use things that he's already given you.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people think they're lacking, like, I don't have the right connections. I don't have the right people. I don't have the right background. I don't have the right skills, but God has given you what you need mm-hmm. to do what he's called you to do.
Yes. It's right.
So that's
there
something I tell
face.
You quite often, you know, if we're trying to put together a big event and we need, you know, maybe, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, you know?
Yeah.
You need people to help run a game, people to help minister, people to help pray, people to help do worship, people to help greet, mm-hmm. check in, set up the food.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we need like 20 people to do this. And, you know, it's summertime, everyone's on vacation. What are we going to do? Just look at who you do have.
Yeah.
And trust God with it and he'll make it happen.
Yeah. And he does every single time.
And that's happened to me a lot too. And if he needs to bring people back or to, he'll
change
do it.
Change things around, yeah.
He'll do it when it's his, when he's the one doing it, when it's for his purpose, for his glory, for his, like, he'll make it happen. He'll give you the right things you need to accomplish
yes.
that task.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, too, when, like, you need to get dressed up and you're looking in your closet, you usually have what you need for that particular occasion.
I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor Aaron.
Maybe
you
didn't. Sometimes it's a different mixing of items too.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, no, it's totally
like maybe try something new that you haven't tried before. Like try this top with this bottom with this pair of shoes.
Yeah,
and
create something new.
Yeah, one time I saw a video of Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
talking
I've
a young
this,
man
yeah.
about, you know, how to dress
the
nice.
The only suit and, you need.
Yeah, and I think it's you buy just four bottoms and four tops, and you can make
so,
I don't know how many different. You know, combinations
yeah.
of outfits with it, but it's some type of mathematical thing, but it, you know, 60 some different combinations, you know, by buying
yeah.
eight outfits, I think. So, yeah, oftentimes in scripture, the answer is already there in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what's in your hand.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we're taught to think that we're lacking, that we don't have what we need to be happy, to succeed. That's how marketing works. That's how this whole world works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could just have this, then you'd have everything you need. If you had this, you know, car, then you get that girl. Or if you had this, then you'd be...
They operate on like a lack mentality.
A lack mentality. Yeah. And even like going back to that hoarder type mentality, often at the root of it, it's like this lack mentality or a fear.
Yeah.
Fear is driving them. Like, what if... Well, what if, you know, the economy stopped and I couldn't buy another weed eater? That's why I need eight weed eaters.
Well, that's why we all...
In my closet, you know, in my
yeah,
garage.
That's why we all hang on to all of our clothes. Because we think, oh, if I get rid of that, am I going to be able to find another one just like that, you mm-hmm. know? But,
you know,
I have gotten rid of something and then wished I hadn't of a few months later. And guess what? I got over it. Mm-hmm. Nobody died. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Something I've kind of learned too, you know, I always like a good deal.
Yeah.
On lots of things. So I've had to realize too, if I just say no and pass on it, even though it was a good deal, there'll
be
a good deal later down the road when you need it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking too.
So God's timing is always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to trust him for his timing with things as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, releasing things is powerful. When you release things, it makes it possible to receive things as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, some people are holding on to grief, but man, God has another level of joy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or another, you know, new relationships, new purposes, new experiences. But if you're just holding on to past experiences
mm-hmm.
and just you know, keeping a museum of these things
I know.
In your heart, in your life.
Yeah.
It's hard to go on and build something that God's calling you to build next. Mm-hmm.
I heard a minister say this, and it like set me free in the realm of grief. They said, you living a life of grief doesn't honor your past loved one. Mm-hmm. It's not honor. Grief is not honor. Mm-hmm. Grief is a thief. Mm-hmm. Grief is robbing from your life. Mm-hmm. Really honoring somebody who's passed away is living your life the way they would be proud of you to live it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's honoring a person. But the devil gets people trapped in their minds thinking, oh, if I don't talk about this person all the time, if I don't, you know, if I quit talking about them, I'll forget them or whatever. You know, they think that's honoring the person, but it's not. It's not. It's quite the opposite.
It's interesting. Yeah, just kind of moving forward with things. And mm-hmm. it doesn't come naturally. It has to be taught, and you have to implement it in your life.
Yeah.
You know, just the other night we had a party at our house with some of the volunteers that help us on our teams. And as a one family was leaving, they have a young boy about 2 years old. And I just looked in the garage, and Ada had this old scooter with two wheels in the front, one in the back. And she hasn't rode that thing. And
no, now she can ride the Razor.
A couple of years, yeah. She likes to use her brother's scooter, her you know, real Razor. And she goes fast on the thing.
Yeah, she does.
Up and down the street. You know, it's too fast for me to even keep up with her.
Yeah.
But as this family was leaving, I asked the little boy if he wanted to try it out, and he tried it, and he was figuring it out, and I could tell he really liked it. So I said, hey, why don't you take that? And then Ada was kind of upset, like, no, that's my
scooter. I haven't used in 3 years.
Yeah, and suddenly she just has this, you know, desire for this scooter, even though.
Yeah, even though she doesn't need it. Both of our children need to get a grip when it comes to letting things go. Ada likes to give, though, because she's realized if I give most of the time, but it has to be her idea. Mm-hmm. If I give, then maybe it'll come back to me. Mm-hmm. She's kind of tapping into that. So anyway, in closing, I guess this is going to be a relatively short podcast today, but keep your closet clean, keep your mind clean, keep your heart with all diligence. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. You know, this is like a two sides to the coin to me. Guard your heart, but also watch what you say. Mm. You know, watch what you say. Get rid of some things. Get rid of the unforgiveness, anger, jealousy, resentment, all of those bad things that we talked about in point one. Figure out what are the things in your life that you've learned that you can pass on to other people. And then spend a little time dreaming about some things, mm-hmm. you know, ask God to show you some things maybe that you've forgotten about yourself, some callings on your life that you've forgotten that you're called to do. You know, spend some time doing that, and don't speak negatively about that. You know, don't put your own life down. Don't,
you know, and going back to the closet principle, like looking at what's in your closet, you know, there's different seasons. You wear different clothes for different seasons, and there's different seasons of life.
Yes, there are.
You know, I recently talked to a young man who became a father, mm-hmm. and he's telling me becoming married was very easy for him going into that. But having a child now, you know, it's a lot harder.
It's a different season.
You know, it's a different season. I remember when we had Ada, I changed my wardrobe before Ada. I still like to dress nicely, but I had a lot of just sport coats and nice button down sweaters, and but a lot of the sport coats were dry clean only, and Ada, you know, she kind of
spit up on all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, not so much now, but she used to, you know, wipe her hands on me without me realizing.
Oh yeah.
So, having like a really nice, you know, khaki sport coat that's dry clean only isn't the greatest thing to wear.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm carrying her around and she's wiping her face or whatever on me. So I ended up getting a bunch of vests instead because they look somewhat dressy, but I could wash these. I could just throw them in the wash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told this young man, you know, that.
Did you tell him he needs to buy some vests?
No, but, I try to remember about. Yeah, and when there's a different season, it's exciting because you can put on different things.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's a different season. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you know, first one bit of advice I gave him was just watch out for offense. Mm-hmm. You know, so because if you're offended in one area of your life, it'll creep into other areas of your life. So just don't be offended at work, with your wife, with your child. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you have a little child that isn't acting right or just having a tough time, you can get offended at your child, and you'll get offended at your spouse, and then you'll be offended at work. You'll just be offended at, but just
getting aggravated, you mean?
Just keep that out of your closet.
Yeah.
You might have been able to be offended as a young single adult and just feel entitled and whatnot. But now you have no entitlement now that you have a child. You're just a complete giver. You're not no one owes you anything. Mm. You're just complete giving mode. So get that out of your closet, that kind of young adult sense of what society owes me and what my boss owes me and what
kids
people owe me.
Kids have a nice way of humbling you.
So that'll help you really quickly. And there were a few things, you know, like, and also, hey, this is a time to be extra motivated. Mm. Yeah, because when you're working and when you're producing, it's not just for yourself, it's for your child. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you know, maybe in a previous season, you know, it's okay to have fun, but hey, now you need to be finding more ways to connect and but be working. And I said, you know, actually, it's great to teach your child how to work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe, you know, on an off day, when you're not at your job, you can find a way to do something productive with your wife, with your kid,
yeah.
Make it a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just gave him a couple ideas, like maybe go to garage sales and find stuff as a family that you can buy and fix up, sell for more.
Yeah.
But make it a bonding experience. Like some of my greatest memories growing up with my dad are working. Mm. You know, recently we went on a vacation and someone, salesperson there outside of our hotel, convince you to go hear the sales pitch on
I'll never do that again.
Timeshares. And I remember the guy, and I actually found it kind of fascinating because they're very trained in selling.
Mm-hmm.
And the salesperson, and I just kind of took it as a tutorial, you know, time where I'm gonna just
learn how to
see how they sell
things.
But this guy was like saying all your greatest memories in life are gonna happen from
vacations. Yeah.
And my greatest memories growing up were from doing projects together, you know, with my dad. Even like coming back home, you know, in college, back home on different breaks. You know, my dad had projects for me and my brothers to do. I remember I came back home. My youngest brother, Peter, came back home from college and we helped build our last church building. But I have strong core memories from that.
There's something to this, yeah.
Not so much.
You know what? I come to think of it, I think all of our worst arguments have been on vacations.
Probably.
I'm almost sure of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, because somebody told me one time, a vacation with your kids is not a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing all the same work, but without all of the things that make your life easier at home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have those because you're at an Airbnb or whatever. Yeah. We went to Hawaii. One of the biggest arguments we ever had was in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about making memories. It's not about what type of vacation you go on.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I think all of our greatest memories have been like when we're getting along is when we're all working,
mm-hmm.
which is
and the kids are working too.
That's funny. Yeah. And the kids are working too, probably because everybody feels like it's a group effort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel proud to get work done. That is so funny. We should go back and tell those salespeople that.
We should.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, okay. So our 3 points are this is the closet principle.
I love these 3 points. Yeah.
Okay. The stuff that should be thrown away. You should throw away some things. You should pass on some things so other people don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you forgot you had, the dreams you forgot you had.
Again, with your heart, you know, you do need to take inventory once in a while and say, you know, what needs
every
to go.
Every day, I think.
Yeah, some things need to go every day. Some things you don't want rotting in your closet.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah, like not more than a day.
Building
offense,
up dust bunnies.
Offense is something you should chuck out of your heart on a daily basis.
It's bad.
So yeah, I think this is a really, I love these three
principles. And people put it off
here.
Because they're scared. Mm-hmm. You know, people put off cleaning out their closet, cleaning out their house because they're scared. They're
the same
fearful.
Reason why people hoard.
Exactly. Yeah, but you don't have to be scared because God is a good God. He's a good father. So he's only going to show you things that are going to bless your life, you know? And yeah, he might correct you, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine to be corrected, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a blessing. He corrects you because he loves you. And when you decide to yield to the correction, there will be something great that comes on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Well,
awesome.
That's all we have for you today.
Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next Monday live at 1:30 here in Colorado. So we'd love for you to join. And if you're watching this after the fact, you're welcome to leave some comments, questions. We enjoy reading those and responding to those. So take care. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel here and share it with people you think it might be a blessing to. Love y'all and see you again soon.